bouquet of flowers. He said, well, that would be beautiful. That'd be great. I'm carrying that back with me. That'd be one thing. Then he searched this old dark world and he saw the smile of a beautiful baby. And what more perfect could it be and grand than the smile of a baby? He said, well, I'm taking that back to heaven with me. And also he found the love of a mother. He said, well, that's the greatest thing. I'm taking that back also. So the angel gathered up these three things he found here on earth and he's going back to heaven. And before he got back to heaven, the flowers faded. The baby's smile was gone. Only thing remained was the mother's love. And it still remains because death can't take away mother's love and remembrance. It still remains today, mother's love. I know a lot of times that we, as children, are disobedient to our mothers and our fathers. When we children, maybe cause them a lot of heartache. But you see, the older you get, the different that you see things. Maybe whenever we get older and grown, you know, we may bring more burdening to our mother's heart when we're older than we do when we're children by a little simple word, and that word as they grow older is neglect. That might be brings more problems to them than anything else. It's just that little word, neglect. In Exodus chapter 20 this morning, I like to speak the meaning of a happy Mother's Day. It's in the Ten Commandments, but it's not just about mothers. It's also about fathers also. It's about our parents in the Lord. And you and I, whether you realize or not, have made it or can make it a happy mother and a happy Father's Day every day. Not just the day, one day out of the year, but 365 days in a year. That we could have a happy Mother's Day, that you could make your mother and your father's happy. Did it dawn on you this morning for your mother to have a happy Mother's Day? It's because of their children. It's because of their children. You know, you in charge of having a happy Mother's Day for your mother and also for your father. Like I say, we don't leave them. It's Parents' Day, not just Mother's Day. But we can make them sad or we can make them glad. And you're responsible a lot of times whenever you don't even realize it. But in the book of Exodus, God was speaking to mankind and giving them the laws. And it said, children, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Let us pray this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, we are in your presence today. Father, we want to thank you especially, Lord, for mother and for mother's love. Father, we know what it is, Father, to have this great love, and we thank you that you bestow this love upon mothers. And Father, how that we know that a lot of times that in our childhood and even, Father, whenever we get grown, that we cause a lot of heartaches. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for our mothers here this day. And one day it's none going on to be with you, Lord. We just pray and thank you for them. We pray, God, today that we might understand, Lord, the great blessing that you bless us with through mothers and through fathers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We humbly pray. Amen. D.L. Moody was like old Billy Graham today in his time. D.L. Moody was a great, great evangelist, as old Billy Graham is. But he said, you know, I've spent a lifetime now when he is old. I spent a lifetime observing. And I've studied the Word of God. I've been observing people, and I serve the Lord of God for a lifetime. He says, but there's one thing that I have learned above all else. And he says, there's no man nor woman who dishonors their parents will ever prosper. He said, I have observed that of all my life of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, this is where God commands, and the commandments, Ten Commandments we know, is divided into two parts. The first part is our relationship with God. That's the vertical relationship. And also we have this relationship, the man, the horizontal relationship. If we don't have a right relationship with God, we cannot have a right relationship with mankind. And you got to be right with God and you got to be right with man to have this thing working as God intended for it to work. When you're right with God, you can be right with man. If we're not right with man, then we're not right with God. If you're not right with your mother and your fathers, you're not right with God. Now, God sums all this up as love God with all thy heart and love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, God starts off the second part of the Ten Commandments. It's kind of a pivot section of the commandments. And it says, you know, in that one, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. A pivot command. Now, see, parents, you know what? They are the first people that we meet. Did y'all know that? They're the first people we meet. And if we cannot learn to love and respect our parents, we cannot learn to respect other people. And we see a lot of problems today on account of that. If the home decays, the church will decay. Not only that, our society will decay and our nation will decay. Why do you believe the devil has got his big guns aimed at the family? In the United States, we're number one. We're number one in divorce rates more than any other nation in the world, percentage-wise. That's why that you see now that we're coming more and more pagan society. And more divorces happen all the time. And then you see they want to redefine the family. And you see what that president wants to do. And a lot of our representatives in Congress, they want to redefine the family. Redefine marriage. Alternate lifestyle. Why? Because breakdown of the family breaks down with our society, our church, and also our nation. But here today, the Bible commands to honor father and mother, a token today to honor them. Honor means weight added to. To think of them, it means that something is very serious. To think of them and to reverence them and to respect them. Happy Mother and Father's Day depends on you. What did you do today? What did you do last week and last month? Honor mother and father. How do we do this? By the life that you and I live before them. Your life will honor or it will dishonor your mother and your father. One of the ways is by obedience to our parents. I know in our society today that this may be a foreign language when you say obedience to our parents. Colossians 3:20 says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. And then if you're right with God and you want to be well-pleasing to God, it tells you. If you want to be well-pleasing to God, then you got to have that obedience to your parents. You cannot please God and be displeasing to your parents. There is a blessing of obedience, but there's also a danger for disobedience. How God looks upon sin of disobedient to parents. It is a very serious thing. As I said, it crumbles the very foundation of our country. It crumbles the foundation of our society and also our churches and the land that we're living in today. And how God looks at this in Romans chapter 1, 28 through 32 is a downward spin of mankind. God looks at mankind and he starts telling what mankind is going down, down, down. And he looks at their mind and the reason we're going down. It says in Romans 1 and 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That's where we're at today. And it tells us why. God gave him over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous, full of envy, murder, debate, deceitful, whispering, backbiters, hater of God, despisers, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. Right in the middle of this downward spiral of mankind going down, and we sit in our society today, it is disobedient to parents. Right in the middle of all this. That's what God thinks of children. as disobedient to parents. And not just kids that we're talking about, but it says their offspring is what we're talking about. Do you want to please God? If you want to please God, you've got to be obedient to your parents. A long list of downward spin of the people now is disobedient to parents. And it says there's worthy of death. In the Old Testament, you know what? Those children was arrogant and rebellious. They was put to death. They was under the death penalty that treats their mother and daddy like some kids treat them today. Many is already in prison and jail because of disobedient to their parents. Obedience to parents also brings blessings, the great blessing. But this disobedient, I'm going to tell you, causes a terrible, terrible sin. And God says, you know, the days of the last days before I come back, He said, I'm going to give you a sign exactly how the civilization is going to be. We're studying this in the book of Daniel, but it hits again in just about every place in the Bible. He says, I want you just to look around and see in society that you're living, in the world that we're living in, is it getting closer and closer for my coming back to rapture up the church? It says in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, another list of things. It says, this knowing also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covenant, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful and unholy. It says, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. God says, you're looking at society today, you're looking at the world today, well, what do you see? It's very plain for what we see today. It's disobedient to parents, a sign that Jesus Christ is close coming back. Disobedient to parents. Disobedient to your parents invites the judgment of God upon your life or the life of that child. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. There's a blessing that comes with obeying your parents. A sign of things. You know, it may be harmful for our health. A lot of times we put signs on things, labels on things. Careful, may be harmful to your health. Maybe you ought to put that over the door of your, or the bedroom door of your child. Harmful to your health if you're disobedient to your parents. This is a commandment with a promise. What if the parents are not right? What if my parents are not right? You obey your parents. Because we kids don't understand our parents on certain things. You see, I didn't understand whenever I was small why the older people, when I used to get out and work, y'all remember when they were used to gather the backer? Some of y'all do. Some of you don't know what the backer is unless you smoke it. But we know used to gather the backer. And some of the older people at dinner time, including my father, they might go out there and take him a nap through dinner time while everybody, all of us bored. We thought we'd all run down there and go swimming somewhere or another. And the older people, I couldn't understand why they wanted to sleep in the daytime for. I couldn't understand that. And my daddy could buy all the candy he wanted, but he didn't buy very much. What in the world is wrong with us? Kids want candy, and I don't understand a lot of things. I know when I worked with my daddy, and we would be putting up a fence or something or other, and he'd go on the other side of the fence and get so-and-so, and you know what I'd do? I'd grab that fence post, and I'd jump on the other side of that fence. And my daddy, he got time for him to go to the other side. You know what I'd do? He'd walk way down there and open the gate and go in. Well, I know what he's talking about now. I go down and open that gate also. I can't jump over. I don't want to climb. You don't understand your parents whenever you're young. And God didn't intend for us to understand our parents whenever we're young. But the older you get, did you know what? The older you get, the smarter your parents get. Ain't that something? That we don't understand them. We honor our parents. Dishonoring our parents, you know what? We invite harm to our life. You know, what's happening today? We bring shame to our mother and father when we don't honor them. Why? Why? How do we bring that? How do we dishonor our parents and by the way we live? You know, we bring shame on our mothers and father because why? We are the extension of your mother and your father. Every child is an extension of their mother and father. Why? Because their life is in you. Their life is in you. And parents want to be proud of their kids. So you see, by the life that you live, you can honor your mother and your father. Not only that, you see, by the load that you lift, that you could honor your mother and your father. Help our parents. You know, we got a problem in our country that we call the United States of America, because we have a problem with our old and our elderly. There's a problem in our country. Why? Because the more pagan a society gets, the less they care about the aged. Y'all hear me? The more pagan and the farther they drift from God, any nation, we'll find out why we're having a problem with our elderly now, and people don't care about our old people. Why? Because our society is growing more pagan all the time. And it starts off, they don't have any care for the unborn. And then it goes to the age. Where are we living? God says, see it for yourself. You ever seen that on television where the Indians, you know, when they get old, they just send them off and they just go out there, and the old Westerns, you know, the Indians, they just go off and they die. They get off, they go off by themselves and die. Well, I was reading also in the jungle, the tribes that's in jungles. Whenever they get old, you know, they just take and go off in the jungle. They just wander in the jungle till they die. Did you know we have a jungle here in the United States for our old people? We got a jungle. A lot of times, you know, it's nursing home is a jungle for a lot of old people. I know sometimes you have to do what you have to do and you have to put them in there, but a lot of times it's a jungle. And really, a lot of times in our nursing home, it's just a jungle for them to go off and die. We have a problem in our country, of our society. 1 Timothy chapter 5, and verse 4, and also it says in verse 8, but if any widow have children or nephew, let them learn first, show piety at home, and to requite their parents, for that is the good and acceptable before God. But if any provide not for his own, that's his own mother and his father, his own family, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. You better take care of your mother and your father, is what God's saying in his word. Children provide for their parents. I'm going to tell you, it is great. The context of what it's talking about. Children, you know, takes care of the parents. If they don't, they're worse than an infidel. How can I honor my parents? By the life that I live and by the load that I lift. How can you honor your parents this morning? Third thing, by the lesson that you learn and I learn, and that is from your parents. Children go through stages, I said, in relationship to parents. You know, kids, we go through stages, you know. Well, they're growing up, they're going through, but parents also grow through stages. Y'all know that as parents, don't you? Y'all grow through stages too. But you know, kids, they grow through stages, and also us parents. Now, you kids, listen to me. You know, what all kids do, you know, there's four things how we really list our family, our mothers and fathers. I'll start with, we idolize our parents. Now, when you're small, your parents can do anything. My daddy's bigger than your daddy. My dad can do this. And mom will tell you, mom and dad, we just idolize them. They just like God. We just idolize our parents when they're little. Oh, they're the grandest thing in the world. But after you grow a little bit, that you'll understand, you'll start demonizing them. You'll demonize your parents. They won't let me go do what I want to do. And they begin to be the meanest parents in the world. You start demonizing them. I can't do this and I can't do that. I can't go out. And then also that you learn, you know what? They fail once in a while. And so you demonize your parents at the stage that you go through. But then there's a stage of utilizing your parents. Hey, Dad, how about the keys of the car and about $25, $30? And then girls say, hey, how about that new dress for picking out? You start idolizing them, as you kids do for parents. You wanting something from them. But then when you get older and start maturing in your own age, there comes a time that you humanize your parents. You just discover that they're just human. They're just human, and they make mistakes like everybody else does. And so we need to learn to humanize them. But also we learn. You see, to make them happy, we learn from them. We learn to be honest from our mothers and fathers, and we learn to be industrious for in their home with our mothers and fathers. You know, it is sin, you know, mothers and fathers against their children whenever you don't teach them how to work and teach them to work. That's a sin against your children. But not only that, you know, also in our country we have less discipline than we ever had before. But you learn to develop your convictions at home. Everybody learn their convictions and develop it at home, because you know children will lay aside the garments of your conviction, and that's the way it's supposed to be. They lay on side one day, and they'll start putting on their own garments of convictions. And what you do as a parent, you give enough of raw material to make their own garments of the conviction they need. How do you do this? Well, make sure you know you start off with setting an example for them of the Lord Jesus Christ. You set an example there for their attendance that you make. Did you know what? Whenever you show your attendance to the house of God, did you know what you're doing? You set an example for your children. You set an example for your children. The way that you teach them to love the Lord, to love the church, to love the people, to love the Word, did you know you're setting an example for them? And you're getting fibers for them to weave of their own conviction when it gets time for them to put on their own garments. They learn that from home. Proverbs 1:8-9 says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the laws of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and a chain about thy neck." A chain of ornament of grace. When we listen to the advice of our mother and fathers, as I said, the older we get, the smarter our parents get. I read this little clip about Mother's Day, and I'd like to read it to you this morning. And it says, the title of it was "The Meanest Mother." That caught my eye. And it says, "I had the meanest mother in the world. Other kids ate candy for breakfast. We had to eat eggs and grits and bacon and sausage and toast. And it said that others enjoyed for lunch, they ate Coke and candy and snacks. We had to eat sandwiches and lots of fruits and lots of vegetables." Man, he said. It says that my sister, my brother, had the same mean mother that I had. She insisted on knowing when we were, where we were at, and to know who were our friends and what were we doing all the time. And she said if we had to be in an hour, she meant an hour, not more and not less. The meanest mother in the world. We disobeyed, there was a switch that straightened us out. Physical abuse, what she put on us. We had to be in bed early and never allowed to sleep till 12 o'clock during the day. The girls had to learn to wash dishes, make up the beds, and us boys, we had to have the task of outside. Us girls, I tell you, they got the date at the age of 12 and 13 and have boys over. I had the meanest mother in the world. We couldn't have boys over until we was 15 and 16. We learned from our mothers, our old mean mother, to go to church. We learned to tithe. We learned to go to school, and we learned when we was at school. We went to work, and we earned. Now, I said we had the meanest mother in the world. He said, well, we all got married. Now we're going down that same road we've been pushed into to be another mean mother. Now we're going in that direction. It's just like an old rut. I'm doing the same thing that my old mean mother used to do to me. The meanest mother in the world. I tell you, we need some more mean mothers in the world, if that's what it is. I can tell you right now. You see, a lot of times that kids think that their mamas and daddy think they're smarter than they are, but it's not. If you was leaving today and your family and you was going to Atlanta and you was going to go on ahead, you and your wife, and mother's going on ahead. And as you went on ahead, and the kids are going to come later in their automobiles. But you see, they was road work ahead there on Atlanta, maybe on 95. And you call back and say, hey, you better not come on 95. You go around 85 or whatever and get away from this road work they have, because there's traffic backed up everywhere. And then you might call back and say, hey, we have found a motel. I tell you, it is grand. I'm going to tell you, it's clean. The bed sleeps real good. They got a great breakfast in the morning. You call back, hey, this, you need to go and check out this motel as you come through. Does that mean that your mothers and fathers are smarter than you? Listen to me. No. But they've been down the road further than you have. Every mother and father has been down the road further than we have. And they always want to call back and tell us about the dangers and also about the beauty they are down the road. That's what mothers and fathers tries to do so much, just the dangers. But see, there's a fourth thing by the love that we lavish upon them. And that word lavish means great love. Now, why? Because their lifeblood flows in us. Their life is in us, and they give their life for us anytime they was willing to. The closest thing on this earth is a love, not just of mother, but the love of fathers also. And also, children, if you want to have a happy Mother's Day and a happy Father's Day, you return this love to them. That's what it's all about, is we return this love to our mothers and fathers. If your mother and father is living today, I tell you, if you're going to do anything for them, you need to do it now. If you're going to visit your mother and father, you need to do it now. If you're going to give them that gift, you need to give it to them now. If you're going to tell them you love them, you need to tell them you love them now. Now is the time. Before long, it'll be too late. And then the only thing that you'll have is your remembrance. But remember, it'll still be there. That angel carried the love of the mother back, and it's still in heaven. I believe you always have that love for your mother and for your father, and it's always be there. And I know that a lot of kids demand perfect parents. But I tell you, only if one demands perfect parents should be the kid that's perfect also. And God didn't make any of those. He just one, and that's Jesus Christ. Parents are not perfect, and kids are not perfect. We ought not demand that either both directions, out of our kids or either out of our parents, because we're just old flesh. It says in Leviticus chapter 19:3, ye shall every man fear mother and father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord thy God. For everyone that curses his mother and his father shall be surely put to death. He shall curse his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Today, we honor our mothers, but also we ought to honor our fathers also. And if you got a father that's still living, you ought to tell him how much you appreciate him. And a mother is still living, you ought to tell him what you're going to do. You need to tell him now. A lot of times, as I said, the worst thing we may be able to do to our mothers and fathers when they get old is that sin of neglect. Always too busy. We got something else to do. One of these days, it'll be too late. Then go on and do your busy thing, but it'll be too late to tell your mothers and your fathers what you really need to tell them. As we come now with a song for invitation, I know that Brother Orville's back was hurting him. We have Brother Ray, I think, coming with a song for invitation. As we come now, I want you to think about your mother and father. If you have not told them this day about Mother's Day and how much you love them, a happy Mother's Day, you ought to tell them. And because of you, that they may have a happy day. And I see a lot of your kids, you're with your mothers and your fathers, and a lot of you know that's done gone with the Lord. You can't everybody be with their mothers and fathers. A lot of them in other churches, we can't do this, but you know, it don't take but a phone call. It don't take but a little gift that you give them once in a while. Maybe it's a rose. Maybe it's a little bouquet. Maybe the day that you made your mother happy. You know why? Because what you've done. Some of you come in and you sit down by your mother and your father. You hadn't done this in a long time. You see, because you're honoring them today. You want a happy mother and a happy father? These four things, I guarantee you, this morning is in the Word of God. And you'll have a happy mother and you'll have a happy father if you children, including myself as a child, will do these four things. You'll have a happy mother and a happy father, not just one day of the year, but every day of the year. As we come and sing this invitation song, Brother Ray.